Daniels.
Come in. Peace and blessings. It's Dude Daniels. Back off a great weekend. I hope you had a good weekend. I know for a lot of people, they was into a lot of different stuff this weekend. So welcome back to Money Mondays. You know, we're going to talk about a little money today. As you saw on the marquee, not really the marquee, but the headline on the title of the webpage. The discussion today or the talk today is on bad ideas about making money. Bad ideas about money. A lot of people have, like myself, you probably grew up and you were shown or given bad ideas about money. So you have this perception about money. And if you are not aware of it, and that it's deep down in the back of your subconscious mind, then your conscious mind is only going to focus on your present situation. So, you know, sometimes some people may not understand that you have in order to have things, there's a method to it. That's why people who have get more and people who have not get more and more taken away from them, or having not, you know, as the scripture was saying that, you know, it's taken me a lot of years to really fully understand this, and I just kind of understand it, and that's why I wanted to address it in this Money Monday, is that, you know, when in the book Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, he talks about the self-image and how the body or the mind will go for its goal. The goal is in the conscious mind, and it will point at trying to attain this goal and anything that gets it off mark. So let's say your goal is your self-image is somebody who doesn't make a lot of money. So if that's your self-image, your body's going to put you on the path to making sure you don't make a certain threshold of money, or whatever your mind or whatever you've been conditioned to believe is a safety net or safe area for you to have that kind of income. So what I'm trying to say here is that if you've always believed that a modest income is going to be good enough and that's enough for you, $30,000, $60,000, maybe $100,000, then whenever you come up on a big idea, a big opportunity, a big whatever, or just a lot of income, and you're dumped with like $200,000, if your idea of what money or what is good enough for people is $60,000, you're going to find a way to lose that $200,000 and bring yourself back to the $60,000. And that's what the psycho-cybernetics is about. That's what the mindset is about. So you have to first acknowledge or understand, study yourself. That's why it says, man, know thyself. You have to study yourself to find out what is your idea of money. Now, it doesn't take long to figure this out at all, because if you're not making the type of money you want to make, or you're not making any money, you know, if you're just struggling along the way, then it is clear that you have a money issue. And not that you're broke, or not that you're not making good money, but that you have an issue of what your mind has been conditioned to believe about money, and you have to address it. The ways to address this is really to find out where your real beliefs are about money. And I did this a couple weeks ago when we talked about your brain is only trying to protect you. Your brain is going to protect what your actual deepest thoughts are about a situation. So if you believe that you need, that you, you know, I'll never find anyone to date or marry me, then your brain is going to take that statement that you've been saying all, you know, since you've gone the last 3 years without finding a decent man or a decent woman, if you're a man. And your brain is going to say, nobody wants to marry you. Nobody wants to marry you. And then for you to be confident, your brain's going to start to say, nobody's good enough for you. Nobody's good out here. You don't want to settle. You're making up all these excuses for you to make sure that you stay nice and single, because that's what you've been telling yourself over the years. So the same thing happens with your money. If you've said, well, you know, people with money, you know, they lied, cheated, and stole and did a lot of bad, evil things, then your brain is going to make sure that you don't do that, because then you would be a liar, a cheater, and stole and done a lot of different things in order to make that money. And this is why we have people who have bad ideas about money, you know, and this is why you have a lot of people. Well, matter of fact, the statistic was, and usually still in this ball range, where 5% of the population control 90 to 95% of the money, where 95% of the population controls 5% of the money. You know, it amazes me that only that you'll be in the top 3% of money earners if you earn $100,000 a year. That's in the world. That's amazing. That to me is a very unrealistic, scary statistic, because one, our rich people in this world are just straight up hoarding money, but they know how to get it. They know how to get money as easy as, you know how to get out of bed once you wake up in the morning. So if it's that easy, then yeah, they can always come and get money. Whereas people who do not have money are always struggling. And then they focus on the struggle. Their conscious mind, the mind that is awake, alert, watching what's going on in the world, is looking at their current situation. And their current situation says that they're in the red this month. Their kids have no clothes. Kids have no shoes, but that's the way it is. You know, we struggle every day. And so they stay in that pattern. So if you have money struggles, if you make six figures, if you make a six-figure income and you still are check to check, feeling broke, feeling tied down, can't take a month off of work, can't take 6 months off of work without feeling like the whole world's going to come crumbling down, then you still got a money complex. You know, you have bad ideas about money. So here on Money Monday, in the, I think it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, in the third and fourth section of my book, Life's a Game to Win. And by the way, the book is finally in about 2 weeks going to come to physical print. So it can be a handheld book that you can hold, touch, feel, mark in, highlight. And we're working on making it a nice course, because I believe actually, you know, at first I was kind of a little, you know, myself, just timid about really going forward and making this a course. But I think I'm going to make it, we're working on making it a nice course, because we believe that everything in that book is going to bring everything in life together for you to really win. I really believe that. And so we're going to come to print pretty soon so that you can enjoy that in the hands-on formation, and not just a digital copy from Kindle for my old school folks out there. But anyway, getting back on topic, in sections 4 and 5 in my book, we talk about making money and taking care of your money. Now, those are the first two things you got to do. First, you got to get a job. If you don't know how to start a business and work a business to get it to the point where it can pay all your bills, then get a job. It can be a low-paying job. If you understand money, you have to first get into two habits: taking money and paying yourself first. Paying yourself first, and then giving that money to someone that is reputable in the industry, someone that is knowledgeable about money. I mean, I think this will work this way. These guys are great with numbers. They know the investments out there. And let the money work for you, because as I learned at a seminar recently, there's only two ways to make money in this world: people working for you or money working for you. Those are the only two ways to make money. So you have to get, if you don't have a lot of money, then you got to start with people working for you. And the first person that you need to have working for you is yourself. And then once you've gotten a pattern or a system going, then you start to incorporate other people working for you. And once you get other people working for you, then you take that money and you pay yourself first, the lion's share, and then you have your money working for you as you develop multiple streams of income. And that's the pattern of life. That's the pattern you're supposed to have so that you can get over the money issue. Now, as you work this job and you start to go into a business, you'll find that if you haven't replaced the image in the scripture, in the Bible, and you know, I'm a Bible reader, I always tell people that. And in the Bible, sometimes they tell you that you have an idol in your head. You have this image of what you believe God is to be like. Okay? Now, if you don't believe in the Bible, that's fine. You can have whatever image God is to you. It could be energy, it could be universe, it could be, you know, a bookshelf, it could be a table. Whatever you want. In the Bible, God tells you that he has no image, right? Because he has an image, but he tells you not to, you know, artistically display that image as he. Now, anyway, the point I'm bringing to you, there's a certain way that we all perceive God is. And we have that in our mind. So anything that drives you away from that perception of what you perceive God is, you'll say, oh, yeah, yeah. And then your mind, because this is the image you hold in your mind of God, is going to bring you back. So somebody could come and show you something in Islam, but you've grown up with God being Jesus. So you're going to look at it and you're going to say, yeah, that's good. Good teaching, good stuff. And you're going to come back to Jesus Christ, the cross, or Jesus Christ, the dove, or the hands folded. Whatever the image of God that you have, that's what you're going to come back to. So when you step forth and go even to something else, you know, it's going to bring you back until you replace Jesus from in your mindset and put Islam, you know, Judaism, you know, Egyptology, whatever the case might be. So the same thing needs to take place with money. You have to get rid of the old image, the old thoughts that you had of money. Money's only for the rich folks. If I make a lot of money, I'm going to have to start hiring security and protecting my money. If I make too much money, you know, I got to start doing, you know, all kind of stuff. I got to be slimy. And you have to erase those images and create the image in your mind of what somebody responsible with money and good with money is doing with their money and who they are, their integrity, their lifestyle. And then that's what you have to vision and see. And you probably don't, you just can't do it once a week. You got to look at this image and think of this image every single day. I'm talking to you out there. If you have a business right now and you're working this business, you have to see yourself as you are successful in your business. You have to imagine how your life and how your business and how you would be if your business is at its maximum successful point. And then once you see this and you consistently see this every day, this vision, this image, then you will be able to put that as the main image in your mind, so that if you get off course from that, your body's going to bring you back. No, you're a successful businessman. You got a successful business. You got a great operation. The people in your company love working with you. And then your body's going to bring or attract those things. And in the Christian world, this is what you call faith with works. You're going to start to work and doors are going to start to open up that are going to show you how to get to that success and get you to that success, because that is what the image is now that you've replaced in your mind. But if you come home and you say, I did all that successful stuff, I tried the imagination, and I'm still getting doggone, you know, donuts, trash in my business. Now you've got that image again back, the original image of a failing business, struggles, hardship, you know, frustration. Then you're coming home, kicking the dog. Anger, anxiety, stress builds up, and it happens so quick, and you return back to that old state, and then the failure comes, and then you retire back to your job. Hey, you got any jobs available? All because of the self-image. The self-image is what you need to focus on. So here on Money Mondays, we like to talk about money, but I think that it was important to talk about the personal development, the self-image, and how it relates to your money. If you've never lacked money, that means you've always not cared about money. You've never had a bad idea of money. Money has always been something that you felt you can go out and get. So you never had a problem with money. So therefore, it was probably never a desire for you to get hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you've never had money, then you probably had some idea that money's been bad. You grew up poor, and you just thought that money was a bad thing. And then you focused on not having the money instead of having the money. You know? Whereas somebody that grew up in the hood and get out with a business, they focused on their craft and the success of their craft. And the success of their craft brought in the money. And then they learned about money and went for higher goals. For instance, like a Michael Jordan or even a LeBron James. LeBron James has an idea of being the first billionaire athlete. And so his craft, basketball, propelled him to a lot of money. But his ideas of money and his idea of being a billionaire athlete is what's taking him to that higher level of doing business outside of his basketball paycheck. So that's that. I encourage you to, you know, leave some comments and leave some ideas. But I've been attending a lot of seminars, just getting my self-image up, because, you know, even for me, it's been years where I've always been average. And average, you know, sometimes can pretend to look good, where, okay, yeah, man, you don't work a job, you work from home, yeah, you know. But it's not all that. Sometimes you're still having the same struggle somebody has working a job, because if you're wavering on your self-image of money, of your business, the self-image of your business, the self-image of your career, self-image of your job, I could never get that promotion, they always putting somebody ahead of me, then you know right then and there that it is because you keep saying that they gonna put somebody ahead of you. So you have to get rid of the self-image that you've been having. And good ways to do that is just to read books to learn more about the subject. I already mentioned One Cycle Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. A link should be on the website there. My book, of course, Life's a Game to Win, goes into that topic. And then you have to start to develop that image. And I've learned this very well over the last year, and I actually have a way where you can get that image in and keep it in your mind all day long. And if you want to do that, definitely join the Life's a Game to Win newsletter. Be glad to share that with you on that newsletter. And let's go out and bang out. Have a good week. We got tomorrow's show. We'll be doing something on, what's Tuesday? Tuesday's supposed to be personal development. So we might just continue this conversation. And we'll take it from there. So God bless you. Love you. See y'all tomorrow. See y'all later this week. Share this site with somebody. You know, a lot of people use that word karma, good karma. People think giving is just, oh, he gave me some money. You know, giving is giving people something, giving some people something of use, something of help. So give somebody this link, you know, email it to them and say, man, look, take 20 minutes out of your day, listen to this, or just listen to it while you're working out at the gym, or download it and drive it in your car, whatever it is. Listen to this because it's helpful information. Because this is not my information. This is not Duke Daniels' information. This is information I'm receiving from, you know, other men and women and books I'm reading and things that I've experienced and had. So I'm getting out of here. Y'all have a safe Monday, safe week, and I'll see y'all on the next chop. Peace and blessings.